Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Giles Corran Has No Idea. It's called this not because I literally know nothing, but because it's all about the moment in the week when I have to sit down and write my column but have absolutely no idea what to write it about. Which is where my wife Esther comes in, who, having read all the papers whilst I take the kids to school, always has half a dozen ideas picked out for me when I get back to be discussed at the kitchen table over a nice cup of coffee.
I've got a story for you then. Who would want to be an MP now? I think there have been a few stories over the last few weeks about that have raised the issue that it's really, really, really bad to be an MP, which is quite worrying because it means that no one wants to be an MP. No one wants to go into politics. So there's the thing where you have these aggressive journalists on the Today programme and other aggressive journalists who want to make a name for themselves by humiliating and embarrassing MPs on television. Which is a historical thing, but has been brought to light by Boris Johnson not allowing his MPs on Today programme. That's just a general reflection of how aggressive journalists are towards MPs, just generally.
Jeremy Paxman said something about, what's the quote? The Paxman quote, always assume he's talking shit.
He said something like, I'm always thinking, why is this lying whilst it's lying to me?
Yes, exactly.
But some of them are and some of them aren't. But the general consensus now is that all MPs are bad, they're all lying, and all journalists have to approach them in that regard.
Is there anything new?
This is a confluence of stories that makes a theme.
Are you going to get onto the...
They're not allowed to have any expenses anymore because there was the expenses scandal, so they're not allowed to do anything funnel, and they have to spend hours doing their expense on this little spreadsheet, £1.49 for coffee.
Why did you have the coffee?
Why couldn't you have water?
Could you not have done the work without the coffee?
Exactly.
£1.49? Did you have milk in the coffee?
This was at 18.05, but you had finished your thingamajog butsa at 18 o'clock, so why did you need the coffee at 18.05 when you were no longer working for the taxpayer? Why couldn't you have bought it yourself and not expensed it?
Which is also very hard for us as journalists to grasp when one's whole life is on expenses.
Exactly.
We're about to go on holiday on expenses. I've just bought a car on expenses.
Then you can't even go into the Commons and have a very small wardrobe malfunction without being roasted on social media.
Quite a large wardrobe malfunction.
It was a small wardrobe malfunction. It was a very awkward...
I would love it if you were dressed as slutty as that, but you never will. I have not seen your shoulder since Kitty was born.
Right.
Look, that's an
unfortunate photograph taken at a wrong angle. She leaned forward to make a point. The dress slipped off her shoulder. She put it back up.
That is side boob.
That is not side boob.
I'm not impugning her with anything, and I know it was grim, and she obviously, on Twitter, a thing I'm no longer on because it's so misogynistic and awful, people just go slag and hungover and drunk and going clubbing and whatever. I mean, if you saw that much of William Rees-Mogg, if you saw that much of Jacob Rees-Mogg, I get them so confused. One's dead and one's barely alive. I'm just saying that Matey here, the MP, first of all, I'm going, look at her, the way she's dressed. She's on her hair all spraunty like that. She's got big jangly earrings. And it turns out she was in Coronation Street. Yeah. So she's not a proper MP. She's one of those...
Oh my God, what are you talking about?
Well, she's like Glenda Jackson. She's one of these ones who couldn't get any acting jobs anymore.
Glenda
was a proper MP, she just wasn't a proper actress. Whereas this one...
She was just always Elizabeth First. Always. Okay, listen, look, this is what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
it's bad to be an MP because people sit at their kitchen's table going, slay.
Well, exactly. So who would be an MP now? I think there's something funny to be done about how being an MP is just terrible now.
I'm sorry, I just noticed... Sorry, I'm listening.
What have you just noticed?
I've just noticed, I'm not distracted. It's, did MP's daring dress really deserve a Commons commotion? There's a picture of her half naked. It says, see page three. Woohoo! There's more. And on page three, we see that. Oh, look.
Oh, look.
Oh, it's... They've shown a little bit more, but they can't... Do you know how upset the Mail is that it doesn't have someone in the gallery with a camera pointing down her
right
dress?
Down. Yeah.
For a tiny bit of aureola.
Oh, darling. What have you eaten this morning?
Some of that porridge you gave me. My vegan breakfast. And one of the reasons I had the vegan breakfast, in line with that fantastic film about vegans called... The Great Something. It's got Schwarzenegger in it. It's this big, new, massive film that about
Netflix vegan. It's a Netflix thing. The Game Changers.
The Game Changers. And it's about one of the things. It makes you stronger. It makes you tough. It makes you like the strongest man in the world. The man who won the strongest man in the world competition. He's a vegan. And he says, people say, have I done this or not? He says, for an Armenian or some of this. People say to me, how can you be strong as an ox on a vegetarian diet? And he says, I say to them, when do you last see an ox eating a steak? So anyway, good point. Anyway, the other thing is it's good for your libido and testosterone. So if you're getting old like me, testosterone, I'm 50, over it, basically you go over a cliff, nothing, no lead in your pencil anymore, go vegan, pow, you got it out for a MP with
because being an MP is so terrible, it only sort of proper crazies are going into politics now, which is a long term is a bad thing. So is there a funny column to be written about how can we entice more normal people into politics? What would get you into politics? What would get a normal person into politics?
what would get me into politics was the conditions as they prevailed in the 1950s. Yeah. Massive expenses, yeah. Loads of booze and hanky-panky with your researchers.
Yeah.
Those are the things that would appeal to me.
Yeah.
But perhaps people like me are the kind of people they don't want.
Well, maybe
perhaps
not.
Pale male and stale whale that I am.
Right, should we move on?
University. Have we got the paper so I can tell the actual story? Tuesday. Universities pay students thousands to delay degrees.
Oh, I missed that story. What's that
I
story?
I thought you might have known, because this is the Esther Walker gap year opinion piece that the world's waiting
is it?
For. Yeah, well, you have... Basically, there's your university opinion.
Well, which is they're all pointless.
Yeah, and your gap year opinion.
Which they're all pointless.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we come to you for the big stories and the top gags. But no, so I'm with you on the gap year. But anyway, universities pay students. So this whole thing with lowering of the bar.
Yeah.
So because this terrible bind we're in, whereas politically the place that I stand is the whole, it's all Tony Blair's fault, widening access so that everyone goes to university. And obviously you can't afford for it to be free, as it was when I went. So then people have to pay their fees. And the solution is not to make it all free and bankrupt the state. It's to raise the bar higher and not everybody goes to university. And no, it's not just middle-class white people that have to go to university. They have to do it differently,
yeah.
So that there is equality for all, and quite a lot of old Etonians have to go and be plumbers. Well, they'd be shit plumbers.
They'd
though.
Be such...
No, I think there's something wrong with the I think it's in the U-bend. I'm just going to go and smoke fag.
I just call mummy.
Yeah. Exactly. And call nanny. No, I don't know. I think it's probably...
Mummy will know. Actually, my uncle might know. My uncle, he's got an estate in Glen Cairns, and he probably knows.
Oh, yeah, but they don't have running water out there because, you know...
They don't, but he's fashioned this really clever new thing with that eco-wood chip thing. I'll ask him, he'll definitely...
Oh, yeah, because we always got water from a well in the holidays. Off on Sky when we were shooting.
We've all got E. coli, but it's a small price to pay for, like, saving planet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's fine. But I love to be a plumber because I love to work with my hands.
I love real people.
Yeah, you just get good. Otherwise, you don't get meet normal people.
So yeah. I've got to be in Sandringham by 3:30.
Just a normal shooting weekend. You know, just
It wasn't a standard, like a straightforward.
Just a standard shooting.
Straightforward shooting weekend.
Etonian plumbers.
Yeah.
But like literally more expensive than Pimlico plumbers. The only one.
The only ones.
But at least at Pimlico, they're quite good at plumbing. Universities pay students thousands to delay degrees. Okay, so they've offered students of too many places. The elite Russell Group universities, including Nottingham and Exeter. Are they elite?
No, it's a bit like the EU. They just let anyone in.
So they offered, for example, 260 medical course applicants £2,000 to defer their studies for a year.
Yeah.
So they're paying people. Now, gap years.
This is like EU subsidies for farmers to leave their fields.
It's exactly, yeah. You're quite right. It's a good observation.
Thank
almost worth inclusion in the column. Actual column idea coming up or not?
Yeah, I've got a good one actually.
Okay, go on.
It's about YouTube. There was a story. It was more an investigation actually by the Mail, and I can't see the paper on the table. So
is it real? Was it this week?
It was called Generation YouTube, and it was about how many...
Did you dream it?
About how, well, the percentage of a certain age group, which is like the under 18s or the under 15s.
Don't watch TV anymore.
Don't watch TV. They watch streaming services. But I thought you might do a thing.
There were percentages
about,
which we don't need to give out now, but kids, there was a percentage of who had what. They don't. It's flipped into not watching television is the majority.
Exactly. So I thought we could do a thing about YouTube and about how most parents at school, most children at our children's quite relaxed school, don't let them watch YouTube. The general thing is that nice parents don't let their children watch YouTube, which means, of course, that we do let our children watch YouTube. And I thought there was something interesting to be said about comparing and contrasting it with your childhood of watching movies that were available on television. Do you remember we were talking about the other day? You know Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And
We were talking about the fact that we went to the Design Museum and saw the Move to Mars exhibition. And one of the things they showed on a screen was Flash Gordon starring Buster Crabbe from the 1930s, if not the very the sort of middle 1940s, as this. And that was what I watched on the TV. In 1975. What was on was things that were 30 years old. And what was Johnny Weissmuller Tarzan movies from before and during the war. Champion the Wonder Horse, the Lone Ranger, stuff from the 40s and 50s. I was rationed, so I was allowed 5 hours a week. And as a difference from TV and how you do screen time, I was allowed 5 hours a week. I had to ring the 5 hours worth of TV shows that I wanted to watch in the Radio Times and the TV Times at the start of the week. And I wasn't allowed to change during the week. So if all the kids at school were talking about how we're all looking forward to watching Zorro, which was made as recently as 1958, I couldn't watch it because I'd already ringed the Magic Roundabout earlier in the week. So time up, I just want to watch the Wombles before. Yeah. No, you didn't put a ring round.
So I thought there would be a really nice column to do about nostalgia for old TV, putting all of that stuff in, although I think you've talked about that before.
I don't know if I have.
It's a compare and contrast, okay? So it's a comparing the television watching habits of you when you were young, and it's easy to kind of be nostalgic about them, and compare them to the screen watching habits of our children. Now, and there's also something to be said there, because obviously what's interesting is that we disagree about screen time, and we have come to a compromise that really nobody's happy with, because the children just want to watch their screens all the time. I want them to watch their screens only when they're not eating, and you want them to watch them not at all. I don't know. Well, look, I mean, that's a column that I would write. I would write in defense of YouTube, which is a counterintuitive thing, because...
In defense of YouTube? Okay, fine. YouTube, that's finally interesting, because the thing you need to do is to be writing things that people aren't expecting. So
that
I would talk about how I grew up watching Brian Cant reading a story really slow. John Noakes climbing up the...
Columbo.
John Noakes climbing up
the jump. Sadist Columbo. He knows who's done it.
Columbo's a really rarefied one for you, darling. For some reason, you watched a lot of Columbo.
What do you mean?
But he wasn't a kid's thing.
Who didn't watch Columbo?
He was just a squinty guy in a raincoat who knew the crime already when he arrived.
You had to watch Columbo because there wasn't anything else to watch.
We like our dear friends, the Amys, who don't really approve of TV and live in Berkshire. And the only thing they have is a wall of VHSs of the Dukes of Hazzard from the 1980s. So their kids watch nothing at all apart from the Dukes of Hazzard, which is quite strange. So I had all this old TV, but in fact YouTube's better. But I don't watch any YouTube, so it'd be difficult to do.
Fine, all right, forget it then.
Do you want some water?
No, I don't want any water. I'll get some water in a minute.
Do you want tea?
I could have another cup of tea.
Do you want another cup of tea? The problem with this... How long is it, this 3-year cough cold thing? Is that when I offer you a glass of water because of your cough or a tissue for your sneeze, you think you take it as a criticism. I'm unable to say, can I get you something? It's not. And every time if I breathe within a minute of you coughing, you say, don't huff and puff about my coughing, I can't help it. Although sometimes I do go.
Yes, sometimes you do, and it's not very nice of you. That's it. Stick the kettle on. My little tea gopher.
Look, I'm taking the kettle on and filling the kettle so that our lovely new producer Lucy doesn't have to put in those rubbish sounds.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm sorry.
I'm not asking for an apology.
Fine.
I'm sorry for coughing on your joke.
They've done a survey.
Another one?
Yeah.
But they've already done at least two this week.
It's news that will horrify some, shame others, and for the... Oh God, a rubbish intro. They've revealed Britain's 30 favourite chocolate bars.
Number one, better be crunchy or I'm leaving.
Oh.
The country.
Number 11.
What?
I know.
What's number one?
Well, look, so number 11 being crunchy, that's a bit... Although crunchies I used to love as a kid.
Oh my God, they're the best.
But they are good, but they do... They become difficult to chew halfway down when all the stuff gets into your teeth and it's all a bit...
Okay, fine.
But that first bite in is very exciting.
So number one... No, wait. Are they all chocolate bars in
wrappers? You don't need any clues. It's just a fucking list of chocolate bars.
No, wait. I want to get it right.
Our favourite... They've asked 18,144 favourite chocolate bars. So if 11 is crunchy, I want you to get... quite quickly, yeah. Say five in the top 10.
What, Snickers?
Yes, that's Mars number bar. One.
No, Snickers is number one.
Yes, Mars bar is number nine. Who are these fucking lunatics? Snickers is just a Mars bar with a peanut in it.
That's ridiculous.
And what about the peanut allergies? That's triggering me.
That's fucking triggering me. Double decker
is only 15.
Oh my God, right.
It's quite a good game. This is like a game of pointless.
The main thing
is you have to get, which is presented by our brother-in-law, Alexander Armstrong, the man who introduced us and is therefore relevant.
Quick plug.
Maybe we should try, so you try and choose the one that was number 30. But anyway, no, that's too difficult.
Kit Kat
is number five.
Number five.
Come on. You've got to get top 10 only.
Lion Bar.
Ah, no, Lion Bar is one of the ones in my game. Lion Bar isn't in it. Because I was going to do what is not there. So the ones that I identified as being not there, there's no Lion Bar.
Right.
There is no Cadbury's Whole Nut.
But is there a Cadbury's Dairy Milk?
Yeah, Dairy Milk is number two.
Okay.
Come on, Dairy Milk is number two. Number three
Fruit
is...
Fruit Nut?
It fucking must be there.
It's not there?
Fruit Nut is 16.
No, right.
Weird.
How weird.
That was my dad's favourite.
Yorkie.
No, Yorkie's number 30.
Oh my God.
Really weirdly. What's Yorkie doing at number 30? Not for girls. Maybe it's because it's so sexist. And it was a bit embarrassing.
It was ridiculous.
Literally just for truckers.
But truckers don't eat chocolate either.
In those days they did. Now they just watch porn.
Right.
While they're driving along. But before porn, there was Yorkies. Maybe it's why it's gone down to number 30.
Bounty.
Bounties are number four.
Yeah, I love Bounties.
No, but Bounty, everyone hates coconut. Or they like
I
it.
Love
no,
Bounties.
You like Bounty. Well, I've never seen you eat plain or milk.
I'm not bothered actually.
It's got to be plain because it sort of cuts through. Yeah. No, but it's just so. Look, Lion Bar is just. I want to put Whole Nut isn't in there. Another one that isn't in there is Yorkie Raisin and Biscuit, which is a massive favourite of mine. I thought I could do a column on like the 10 that ought to be in there that aren't. Raisin and Biscuit, because I love Dairy Milk, but it was the raisins I loved. The nuts I wasn't that crazy for.
No, you need both.
So
Tonics caramel wafer.
No, that's only Scotland that eats them. But Tonics isn't in there. That's weird.
No, but that's kind of a biscuit rather than.
So look, can you get three? You've got Snickers.
Curly Whirly.
Curly Whirly's not there.
Oh my God, Picnic bar.
I think Picnic is there. Picnic's down at number 25.
Twix.
Yeah, Twix is obviously number six. You're doing quite well for the top 10.
Flake.
You've got Flake is at number 10. So you've got Flake, Mars, Twix, Kit Kat, Bounty, Dairy Milk, Snickers. I don't know why we've done the rest of this podcast. We should have just done this. This is absolutely the best thing ever. And there's nothing we can argue about. And you're so excited you're not coughing.
Milky Way
is... Oh, down at 28.
You're doing very well. You should only get three wah-wahs. What have you said? That you say you've got one wah. You've got two wah-wahs because you said Curly Whirly and you said Lion Bar.
Curly Whirly not in there.
So come on, you've got to get to the top 10. Snickers, Dairy Milk, Bounty, Kit Kat, Twix.
How many have I got left to get in the top 10?
Mars Flake. You've got three to get.
Fudge. No, that's not. There's really little. Those
wait
fudges.
A minute. Fudge hasn't made it.
Fudge bar has
Cadbury's fudge, 24. A finger of fudge is just enough to give the kids a treat. You couldn't make that anymore.
No, yes, exactly.
Finger of fudge is just enough.
Kinder Bueno, no. No.
Oh,
worse.
Don't say Kinder Bueno. That's the kind of thing that... Sorry, I'm not infusing. That's the kind of thing that thick people on Family Fortunes used to say. I remember watching Family Fortunes and
something
it said,
really
what is Britain's favourite drink? And they said, strawberry daiquiri. And I'm like, fucking hell, woman, it's not your favourite drink. I mean, what about Coke? What about water? What about tea? Anyway... it's a Cadbury's Bueno. Wah.
No,
so you've missed out. Galaxy.
Oh.
Twirl. Whisper.
Oh my God.
No, Whisper, I remember when it was launched, about 1981. Twirl is late, like 90s. There's no room there for. There is. There's Aero Mint, there's plain Aero, there's no Aero Orange.
Right.
Bourneville makes it in there. Who knew they still make Bourneville? Lindor. What the fuck? Is that like.
Oh, that's Boki Praline in a.
Yeah. Fry's Turkish Delight makes it in there. Full of Eastern Promise. The ad used to go, that wouldn't happen anymore.
With that accent.
That's what it had. I wasn't doing, that wasn't me doing an accent.
Oh,
they
really?
Used to go, full of Eastern Promise, and they showed some woman basically being abducted by Bedouins on camels.
Oh, really?
To sell their chocolate, which was not even made from Turkish Delight. Although I did like Turkish Delight.
Has it got caramel? Cadbury's caramel?
Cadbury's Caramel is in there.
Okay.
No, they can't have that anymore. What's that? Slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
Come over here and have a blowjob. That's another of those ads you can't...
From a bunny with those teeth.
Oh,
I don't think so.
That's my sexual awakening. I've always had it.
Everyone fancy. Even I fancy
people
them.
From the West Country. You'd never think there are girls from the West Country. You just want to get on with their lives and have jobs. But
no.
It just means sex.
Exactly.
Cider with roses.
Big satin bow around my neck.
Oh, you wouldn't mind a bit of that in a haystack. and that's basically all of them.
Hang on, is this? I don't think that's Monday. Is this Monday?
No.
Oh bollocks! Oh, where is Mondays?
Mondays is.
Oh no. You can't do Talking Penguins.
Well,
because they've done your job for you.
Oh, it is already story.
What? You didn't see the Talking Penguins story.
This comes into your famous thing of you hate the Talking Dogs story.
When you adopt.
When I have two animals having a conversation,
and one of them goes, "That sounds a bit rough."
That's not a joke I make. My jokes are more.
No, you're quite right. It's not. Sorry. Go on.
What's the penguin talking story?
They have discovered that penguins use a language that can be sort of that's like a language, and they've done a
list. Brr, it's cold.
Yeah, they've translated it phonetically.
What?
Yep. And they've got a list.
Wait a minute.
Here.
Well, I have to do a conversation between penguins.
No, then. Please don't, darling. Kind of like, it's cold out here. Yeah, I know.
It's Wednesday today, so it's in Wednesday's paper.
But where is Wednesday's paper?
Wednesday's paper's here.
Iris, get down, darling. Come on, get down. Get down there.
Pithy penguins share a love of small talk.
Yeah.
The African penguin is not one of nature's great conservationists. Oh, sorry, conversationalists. That's David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Got completely with it. Its typical gambits on the beach translate to, hello, get away from me, and look how big I am, fancy mating. Are you sure that's not me they've been listening to?
Exactly.
But in this small talk lies the clue to deeper rules of linguistics. Scientists have found that the language follows the same rules as human speech. As with us, they use the syllables available to them to speak in the most economical fashion they can. So they do speak. So then I could do a conversation between penguins.
No, but they've already...
Do you think they have even more words for snow than Eskimos / Inuits / indigenous people / the actual phrase is First Nations? Sorry, it took me four goes.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't say the E word.
No. Do you know what? When I was in northern Canada, when I was in... Quebec, and I did some stuff with First Nations people I was filming, they now prefer Eskimo to Inuit. Inuit is like worse, and I thought Inuit was okay, and they're all like, no man, like... I have another story which you can poop in exactly the same way. I'm suggesting this one only to see you roll your... Stroking the cat like Blofeld. Let it be said.
Iris.
A Stone Age well discovered in Czechoslovakia is the oldest wooden structure ever found, dating back 7,300 years.
I saw that and I thought Giles will like that, but I cannot possibly think why.
Because he will write one of his shit Stone Age columns
about it. It's the oldest thing except for...
The Slovakian Peninsula.
BC 472.
And yet the roadworks at the top of our road will be there for considerably longer than the well has been.
That's the sort of hilarious joke that I could make.
Yes. What's your idea?
Oh, I've got two. There's a couple of things that I think are good. Look, here's a column that I think is worth writing.
What?
The Times. Page three.
It is,
snowflake sons of the Georgian aristocracy. The self-absorbed snowflake who feels unsafe and needy despite being among society's most privileged is nothing new. Academics say that younger sons of the Georgian and Victorian landed gentry face so much emotional turmoil from having to make their own way in the world.
You're going to have to read that again, darling. You said emotional turmoil.
Emotional?
You said emotional turmoil. You said
did
emotional turmoil.
Did I not explain
turmoil?
This was in Northumberland? It's emotional turmoil.
No, you're going to have to do that again.
It's emotional.
Go from the top.
No. The self-absorbed snowflake. Look, it's the snowflake sons of the Georgian aristocracy. I love a snowflake story. The self-absorbed snowflake who feels unsafe and needy despite being among society's most privileged is nothing new, a study suggests. Academics say the younger sons of the Georgian and Victorian landed gentry faced so much emotional turmoil from having to make their own way in the world that they suffered from anxiety. And the point is that in the 18th and 19th century, obviously the first son would grow up anticipating inheriting the estate, and life was easy. And then as you went down, you'd have a second son who made his way in the world. A third would be in the clergy. A fourth would have to be in the military or something, and a stripper. Magic Mike, and it's in the 18th century Magic Mike. That's a different column. But they've analysed 734 letters from 1700 to 1900 that indicates that men who are expected to fend for themselves in a masculine fashion, go out there, basically build the empire, while their elder brothers stood to inherit estates, poured their hearts out in emotive notes to relatives seeking sympathy and support. They describe themselves as fearful and helpless, often signing off their letters as "the most unhappy man alive" or "your unhappy son." And we know that. And this makes me so. And I'm thinking about Goethe, The Sorrows of Young Werther, which is like this very, very early German romantic novel. That's one of the principles of romanticism: is that you're lonely and unhappy, aren't you?
Yeah.
This is the condition.
Romantic
of,
with a capital R, rather
with
than
a capital
romantic
R,
with a
but also R. Shading into the small case R. But that's basically you're wandering lonely as a clown. Shut up, William. Fucking. It's just you've gone for a walk in the Lake District.
Yeah.
A crowd, a host of golden daffodils. There's not anything to show more for. Dolmody be of soul.
Well, you see,
I'm on a roll here.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that this snowflake. So we to reimagine the romantics as snowflakes.
Yeah,
this is a reimagining of those romantic poets just whinging about everything. Words with upset that the railways were coming to the Lake District. Keats, I've got tuberculosis. Coleridge, I've got. Which one drowned himself? One of them.
All of them.
One of them drowned. Shelley drowned? I don't know.
Shelley drowned.
Byron wasn't a fucking wuss, though.
No.
Byron was proper. Anyway, so the point is, it's like they're And then I thought, you talk about snowflakery, and we would imagine a diary of a young man at the time, and I've even made a few notes thinking of how this would go out. So, like a Dear Mama. And I sort of, Dear Mama, and we'd be writing a letter back from the grand tour.
You're enjoying this a little bit too much.
It's
good.
But look, don't you think this idea, I hadn't even thought of this idea that the romantic poetry is just whinging.
Yeah.
So, Dear Mama, thank you for the boiled leg of mutton in caper sauce. 3 weeks on the road has not improved its flavour, but at least I know what's in it. The food here is most damnably rotten and playing merry havoc with my allergies. Mrs. Miggins's pies are all very well, but I don't believe her for a minute when she says her squirrel pasty is gluten-free. My hives have come up like something rotten, And then I thought, Byron wants to go whoring again, but I told him he simply can't call it whoring these days. He must call it having an encounter with a sex worker. And anyway, we've got to respect her. And here we go. Mama, I am sick with love for the sub-dean's daughter. Dear Mama, Keats says I must write her letters, but I am worried that she does not reciprocate my ardour. Without her express consent in a formal legal document, the sending to her of billet-doux may be seen as harassment and lead me into Marshalsea prison where I could become radicalised. Ooh, the word radicalised has triggered me. Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, the Marquis de Sade came for tea and tied everyone up and spanked us while shouting, "Your pale male stale," and I'm going to eat you up the... So obviously we passed a motion to have him no platform.
Yeah.
But I have to say I was aroused. I thought I might go to
Yeah? It's all good. Don't give it away. Don't read out your actual column.
No, it's good. This one I really like, and I've just started off. So, Dear Mama, Coleridge read us a new poem he's written about Kublai Khan. But I said, who do you think he was to approximate the voice of a man of colour?
Yes, very good.
We'd leave it to Kublai Khan to write his own stories.
Yes, exactly. And he only half remembered it anyway.
Yes, he did.
He didn't finish it.
When Borlaug came and knocked the door and triggered him. And that's a wrap. Oh, so no podcast next week. Well, maybe a podcast next week. Can we trail the possible show?
Yeah.
I'm travelling to, having missed the last one from China with the Wuhan virus, I'm now travelling to Munich. So I will miss my column next week. Probably Munich is actually the only place in Europe with its own outbreak of the Wuhan flu. Did you know that? The coronavirus?
Really?
It's in Munich. And I'm flying there. Woohoo. Or Wuhan, as they say. So we might try and do a podcast over the phone for the first time ever, where I phone in from Bavaria and you just cough a lot.
Yeah.
Or ideally have read the papers and have some column ideas for
me. Cool, I'll do my best.
The week after that, we're all going on holiday. So there'll definitely be a podcast in 3 weeks, but there might be one next week. And if that's not an enticing trail, I don't know what is. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, if it's there. You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea, with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Lucy Ditchmott. If you want to find out what I wrote about in the end, there's a link to the column in the podcast description. Please like
and subscribe
wherever it is you get your podcasts to never miss an episode. And for the full live experience, you can tune into my radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.